You are going to listen to Alexander talking about his trip to Cambodia. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 6 with the sentence endings A to I. There are two extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
So, about 2 summers ago, I guess, I went to Cambodia for a summer trip. Well, originally I went there to do volunteer work, but then I spent another week sort of just doing my own thing there. But it was the first time I'd ever gone anywhere east of Europe in my entire life, and it was really strange. Like it was a complete culture shock, I suppose. Yeah, culture shock. Okay. So one of the biggest differences was, you know, I've lived in Western Europe and the United States for my whole life, and you know, where I live, everything is very clean and tidy. In countries like Cambodia, you pretty much walk around in flip-flops in dirt all day, so I mean, you know, it takes some getting used to. I mean, I tried. I ate spiders and crickets. And they were delicious, and I want all of you to try it. And no alcohol. Yeah, although they don't have a drinking age there. Another interesting thing is everyone there rides a scooter. Hardly anyone drives a car. Like I'd say 90% of the people use scooters. While I was there, I stayed in a really bad hotel, which cost 10 American dollars per night. You know, really cheap. Except there were actually mice in my room. And I talked to the hotel owners and they said, yeah, just ignore them and call us if there are rats. So it wasn't the nicest room, but it was in a really cool part of town and I had a great time. There was a market nearby where you could get basically any kind of meat you can think of. And this was in the capital of Phnom Penh. And after that, we went on a trip to the countryside, and it was completely different. Well, any sort of modern luxury, Western comfort you get in the city is just completely gone when you go into the countryside. We slept on wooden boards for a number of nights, but it was a really great experience. And yeah, in the end, I also got to see Angkor Wat, which is one of the 7 wonders of the ancient world, and it's simply beautiful. It was such an interesting experience, also seeing how most people there are Buddhist, and they are very religious. So, about 2 summers ago, I guess, I went to Cambodia for a summer trip. Well, originally I went there to do volunteer work, but then I spent another week sort of just doing my own thing there. But it was the first time I'd ever gone anywhere east of Europe in my entire life, and it was really strange. Like it was a complete culture shock, I suppose. Yeah, culture shock. Okay. So one of the biggest differences was, You know, I've lived in Western Europe and the United States for my whole life. And you know, where I live, everything is very clean and tidy. In countries like Cambodia, you pretty much walk around in flip-flops in dirt all day. So, I mean, you know, it takes some getting used to. I mean, I tried. I ate spiders and crickets, and they were delicious. And I want all of you to try it. And no alcohol. Yeah, although they don't have a drinking age there. Another interesting thing is everyone there rides a scooter. Hardly anyone drives a car. Like, I'd say 90% of the people use scooters. While I was there, I stayed in a really bad hotel, which cost 10 American dollars per night. You know, really cheap. Except there were actually mice in my room. And I talked to the hotel owners, and they said, yeah, just ignore them. And call us if there are rats. So it wasn't the nicest room, but it was in a really cool part of town, and I had a great time. There was a market nearby where you could get basically any kind of meat you can think of. And this was in the capital of Phnom Penh. And after that, we went on a trip to the countryside, and it was completely different. Well, any sort of modern luxury, Western comfort you get in the city is just completely gone when you go into the countryside. We slept on wooden boards for a number of nights, but it was a really great experience. And yeah, in the end, I also got to see Angkor Wat, which is one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. And it's simply beautiful. It was such an interesting experience. Also seeing how most people there are Buddhist, and they are very religious.